is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hello, Soul Family. Thank you so much for joining me wherever you are in the world. It is a pleasure to be with you today. I'm going to go ahead and call into the show if you'd like, 646-595-4274. You can also email your questions at ontheair@telus.net. That is ONTHEAIR at telus, TELUS.net, N-E-T. So I look forward to your questions, calls, updates, if you have updates. Love to hear them from previous shows, if you've had information that you've been able to implement or work with or even see results from. Let me know. I love it. So anyway, getting into today's channel topic, it is chaos of transformation. You know, it came through a little heavy, and at first I kind of resisted the download because it felt heavy. It felt, you know, I was resistant to it because I like to be more uplifting and incredibly positive, and my glass is always half full, and, you know, all of those fun things. And it really challenged a lot of those feelings that I typically have and want to emanate out into the world. So when I really sat down with it, it was shown to me that actually there is a positive result of it, but it just feels heavy in the moment. And that's actually part of the process and very descriptive of the element of chaos through the transformative process. So one of the images that I saw was the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly. And this is very common in the spiritual community to see these topics, but to see that particular analogy. But it's interesting, the specifics of it. And as we are stepping more into our own authentic way of being in the collective and as an individual process, we are guided through our intuition, through kind of where we feel we need to go, the decisions we need to make. You know, if you look at it on an everyday level, every choice is a decision to step further into something greater. And whether that is as simple as buying a car or moving location or deciding to maybe have a baby, you know, there's a lot of these big, you know, decisions that come in that these choices that present themselves that give you the opportunity to really take a different path or step deeper into some new awareness for yourself. And specifically going back to the butterfly analogy, you know, it's a beautiful process when we see the end result. You know, it's that feeling. But right now we're kind of in the thick of it where that energy is saying it is time to step up. Do you really want out of that cocoon? Do you really want to spread your wings and fly? And so the element of energy with that is intensifying to push you into that. And nobody can do it for you. It has to be you that does it. Now, don't get me wrong. There can be people that you seek for guidance, for assistance, support, whether it's a massage therapist like myself, a Reiki practitioner, or just sitting down with the information, talking to a friend. You know, there's ways through whatever life circumstances, situations, or experiences are guiding in your life at this point. in this moment. But it's incredibly important to feel that moment, that kind of that discomfort before the opening. It can be a little bit of anxiety before opening a door. It can be, even going to a new job interview, something like that. There's this sort of intense anxiety that poses itself right before the opening. And so that was part of the clarifying that I asked from Spirit when they were beginning to show me these intense pictures and a very intense feeling. And even, it's interesting too, the energies around us this week, we just had the spring equinox. And there's that opening, that beautiful opening, and typically it means, warmer weather, lots more sun, lots more light, but lots more light can lead to more intensity because it's really shining the light on something. So a lot of shadow aspects are being challenged in this moment. So keep that in mind as you're going through your daily activities. And then, we also had a new moon for us here in the Northern Hemisphere. The new moon and the equinox were the 20th and 21st. And we have all of these other, not only planetary alignments, but collective alignments taking place here in the collective. So we as individuals are harnessing our unique capabilities and information as we're stepping into sort of that collective playground, if you will, where we are evolving and transmuting and moving into something greater. Now, those are very deep subject matters, I know, but again, it was relayed to me in a very heavy kind of way where it's now time to sort of, as they say, fish or cut bait. So if there's decisions you've been dragging your feet about, around, or things in your life that you're looking to either declutter or clarify, these are the times the energies are supporting you and pushing you to make those decisions. And remember, no decision is also a decision. It's still a choice. You still have the choice whether you want to make the decision or not. So that we'll see how it plays out. Those of you that have been doing your personal work, really paying attention to, how you are operating, already on that bandwagon, if you will, you will have a little bit of an easier time with these energies. But if you have been really dragging your feet, resistant, not wanting to, you're kind of going kicking and screaming to that door, it's going to intensify for you. So keep that in mind as you're moving through your choices, your momentary choices. Every moment there's a choice, whether it is to walk out to another room in your house and get a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever, or to, go down the road and go to grocery shop or, whatever that is, it's a choice. You made the choice to go there at that particular time. And there are scenarios involved in each of those steps. And again, it feels so mundane to say that, but the mundane of it is also, it can be the deepest points of it as well. Because who knew that chance meeting, because you chose to go to the grocery store, walk down aisle 5, and run into somebody that you really needed to meet or even clear the air with, that person that you may not wanted to have seen, but, it's kind of fate has brought you together, face to face, and you have to make a comment, a statement, or work through those uncomfortable energies. But equally, it can be one of those things where you meet that individual because you stepped out, and it leads to a different relationship, whether it be work, personal, whatever that is. Or maybe you just go help somebody. You run into somebody that really needed to have that interaction with you. And that leads me to other parts of this topic. These transformative times are very individual. No one else can experience your road but you. But your road is part of the path as you would look into the, the streets in your city, in your state. They all have a name. All of those roads, all of those streets all have names. And you may be on one of those, but it affects all of them. And so keep that in mind as you navigate and go through. You are needed. Your light is incredibly important in the energies that are happening right now. And it's very interesting. Even my head is full. I woke up this morning and felt like The energies around were just so intense and heavy. And, you know, if you're experiencing that in your world, it should be a validation. If you're not, man, please send me some, because I could really use some some lighter energies out there. But they're very intense. And so these are kind of in-your-face feelings, in-your-face moments of recognizing what's at stake if you don't take the steps that you need to for you. And again, it can be as simple as, you know, making that decision to buy a car, to buy a hairbrush, to, you know, go replenish your makeup at the store, whatever that is for you. Go fishing. You know, it's interesting what comes across my intuitive promptings. Now, I'm not going to leave this all heavy. I will say at the end of the show, I'm going to announce something kind of fun. And it's an intuitive exercise that I think anybody can participate in and enjoy, and there's some fun benefits at the end of it. So stay tuned for that. But if you do have some calls or emails that you want to you have questions that you'd like to have answered, please send those in now. In the meantime, or I should say kind while, words have meaning. When you say meantime, rawr, it just kind of sounds mean, doesn't it? But if you say kind while, momentarily recognizing a state of being. So keep those words in mind as you move through your day. What are you saying to people, and how are people stating words to you? And also, too, influencing your direction. Are you holding on to those relationships that are no longer serving you? Are they delivering messages to you, those relationships? Are they delivering messages to you, or are you delivering messages to yourself that are keeping you stagnant, keeping you held or locked in a particular way of being? And you may feel the freedom on the other end of that, but you might be afraid to take that step or make that comment or statement that, I wouldn't say defends yourself, but gives yourself a voice. You have a voice too. And so these are a lot of the energies coming up that we are being subjected to so that we can move through them. And they're just only going to intensify more. So if there's some decluttering, if there is some things you need to weed out of your life, these are the energies to really do that. Also, financially, and again, you know, disclaimer, I am not a financial advisor. I just read the energy. And so as the energy goes, this is time to take stock in your value and what that means for you. And keeping that in mind as we transition into a better state of being, and it does feel like it's a better state of being, but these are systems that we have been working with for some time that no longer serve us. And it is time. So whether they're in relationship mode, financial mode, how you relate to the world around you, all of these things are finding their way out of chaos and into the transformation of something new and greater. When you rid yourself of things you no longer need, and so let's just take personal messages for a moment. And by personal messages, I mean the subconscious way of talking to yourself. Do you look at something you really want and you say, wow, I want that. I wish I could have that in some way that keeps you from ever getting it? Have you ever done that to yourself where you recognize you've said something and as it's coming out of your mouth, you just said, oh, yeah, I just said I wasn't going to get that, even though that's something I want very much. And that could be, you know, everything, anything you can think of in your world, the relationship, a particular item, a luxury item, something that you would love to buy for yourself but don't have the means currently. These messages really give way to something deeper. And this is sort of that deep internal work. This is that caterpillar forming into the butterfly effect, where you are coming into a state of knowing about your you, who you really are. you're greater than you ever thought possible. Even in your greatest state, you could make that greater and still might not even come to who you really are. So allow those thoughts to take over, to see you for even a small part of who you actually are. As that light begins to shine and glow, it grows. And when you feed that, it gains momentum. And as you build that momentum, all of the things that you want to create in your world naturally flow through you. Some incredibly quick, others a little further down. But remember, there's a thing called divine timing, which places it in that right moment for you. However, you are the one guiding that. Your higher self is the one guiding that. So also keep that in mind, because things can happen incredibly quick. Say you go to the store and all of a sudden you see a thing, a lottery ticket, and you're like, I'll just get one. And something prompts you to do that. And that has nothing to do, you think, with an idea that you had previously where you were looking at something that you really desired. And all of a sudden your higher self prompts you to step in that line, get that ticket, it's a scratch off, and it is exactly the amount that you needed for that particular item. That is the universe talking to you. That is the universe giving you the signs and synchronicities that show you that you are on the right path. And there is more of that to be had. But right now we're in that sort of middle culmination point of that break open into and allowing that butterfly to spread its wings. So it's the tough part. You know, there's an interesting story that came to mind, too. It's a personal story when I was sitting down with this topic. And several years ago, I was down by the shore, and I happened to catch a dragonfly coming out of the water. Like, it had just come out of that little stage. And for those of you that are not familiar, dragonflies are, they basically are birthed in the water, and they're crazy looking little creatures. They're just sort of these aliens with these drop jaws that come out there. They're creepy as heck. They're not these beautiful things you see with the wings flying around across the land and in the air. But anyway, this little thing was just coming out of the water, and the waves were coming up and crashing on it, and its little wings hadn't quite dried out yet, and it was just right at that very raw stage of transformation. And as it was coming to, I actually tried to help it. And thinking I was helping it, I actually think I injured it. I feel like I injured it. And it was a major lesson point for me. And I recognized that it was the only one that could do that for itself. If its will was strong enough to survive, pull itself on land, and the drive was there, it was going to survive. And that's why those little farts, man, they fly everywhere. They're incredible with their tactile. They go like, what, am I right, saying 60 miles an hour? They're crazy fast. Anyway, and their abilities to be both on land and in the air is also very significant. But getting back to this little thing, I felt like I'd heard it. And at that point, it was that lesson moment of recognizing that that was its choice to come out, its drive, its will to spread its wings and grow. And so I ended up putting it in a place where I thought it would be okay. But what I was taught from Spirit with that is that there are certain environmental factors that assist that particular individual on its journey. So it needed the water. It needed the air. As it was coming out of the water would then hit it and help it up. It would push it. It was like this assistance, if you will, like the earth was actually helping. The environment was actually helping this creature. And it spread its wings. And I had to leave, so I really didn't get to see the finished, beautiful opening, the spreading. But I only put out there and left with the good intention that I had not meant to harm it, and that I intended for every good to come from that. So, you know, not to be in a karmic effect of it, but to really understand that lesson, and I'm very grateful for that lesson because I see that there is no victim. There is no victim. There is only choice. And while there are scenarios playing out that feel very victim-like, it is your soul's choice. It is the soul's choice to experience that and choose different, choose out of that experience if that is something that soul has decided to do in this life. And that can be a very difficult process to understand. But victimization, there really is no such thing. You are fully empowered. All the tools you need are within you. And there is no lack. There's only perspective. So as this chaos of transformation happens, know that you're not a victim through it, but there is something greater at play transforming you into something better, into what you really came here to do. Because again, remember, we as souls have all signed on to be where we are now, even if it's incredibly uncomfortable. And those moments take you to a place where you would not have gotten otherwise. When I began my journey, and it was a very deep transformative journey. And my first night of the soul, I think that, you know, if you're lucky to only have one, hey, that's awesome. I've had multiples, but each layer and the intensity of it is never as intense as that first one, even though it can feel that way. But each one has left me with a new understanding of something greater than I thought I was before. And I can just imagine myself, my older self, looking at who I am now and being excited, because that was not even remotely close to where I thought I would be going back then. And so it is very supportive and validating to see where you are, recognize how far you've come, and if you're just beginning the journey, knowing how far you'll go, and to not put the brakes on with it, but to lean into that wind and know you're going to fly. Don't hesitate. That's what you're there to do. So just take that gulp and just step off that cliff. You've got this. And it is an emotional roller coaster. It's a lot of crazy elements, crazy energies that you experience through these times. But again, it is in the moment that you're meant to make those choices that support you into the next moment. You know, sometimes when I speak, I actually feel, and I know a lot of it's channeled, but it's funny because I feel like I should be in, you know, this guru position with my legs crossed and in, you know, some kind of clothing that would dictate this sort of shamanic, you know, wisdom, whatever. And I look at it, and really it is more practical than the sense of it is. This is just general wisdom that we all possess if we are paying attention. And really, that information is no different than the next person speaking. It's just a different perspective of it. And again, that can sound kind of strange as well, because we're all vastly different, especially in our stages and awarenesses and all. But again, we're the same. And it goes back to that famous statement, we are one, which we are. I am you, you are me, and we are one. So, you know, that takes it an even step deeper. But looking at these energies, they're not slowing down. They're intensifying. They're amplifying everything that you need to clarify and clear out. So don't be afraid, or don't be you know, anxious or upset, it's okay to feel those feelings. That's very natural. Don't suppress them. But recognize that it's just the stage of growth that we're in this moment. And so I feel like over the course of the next 6 months, and I just keep getting 6 months, there are things in our world that are asking us to move beyond, let go, refrain from, clear up, clean out, and move through. And ultimately what you're doing is you're ridding yourself of the weight that's weighting you down. And so there's a lightening up process that's going to be taking place where as you let go of these things that keep you weighted, you become lighter, and then new opportunities come at that level because you're lighter. Your energy's lighter. There's not things weighing you down. So say there's a contract that you're in that is up soon, and you're deciding whether or not you want to keep that contract. Well, how do you feel about if you sign that contract then, how do you feel in those upcoming months when you look ahead? Do you feel like it's something that is going to keep you locked in? Is it supportive? How does that feel to you? And I'm not talking, say, and I'm going to go back to, because we had a caller that called in a while back, you know, buying a car, the intensity of buying a car, which is an incredibly intense process, no question. But if you're looking in that term, is signing that contract part of the support that you're creating for yourself? Or is it this type of luxury item that you just want because you want it, and that's just going to keep you locked in this loop? Or say there is a rental agreement coming up that you look at and you say, gosh, I want to sign on for another year, another 2 years, whatever that is. Or even a contract with in work, in employment. Do you feel you need to sign that contract, or do you feel like there's something else coming for you that's right there, and even though it hasn't formed yet, you don't see the form of it, you kind of feel it, you kind of know it, you feel like there's something different, or maybe there's something else that you want to do. Well, as this energy is moving, this is the amplification process of you trusting your intuition and knowing that it's going to turn out. And so again, this goes back to that personal messaging, coming back into the understanding of how you're talking to yourself. So I think I'm not going to sign that contract, even though this could be weeks away. You're still anticipating, looking at, and clarifying the details around that decision. And you could be looking ahead, feeling there's something else, or there might be a different thing that you want to do. And just by looking, you're opening up opportunity. And you're really, again, stepping into trusting your intuition. Because remember, 2023 is the year of alignment. So all of these energies are culminating, bringing you into alignment with something more supportive of your path and purpose. Even if you don't know what that is, even if it has no outline for you yet, you just feel it. That's when you trust it and allow it to show itself. Because remember, there are other energies at play that will be there to validate and support you. So again, it could be at the grocery store running through, you know, aisle 5, and you happen to meet the person you needed to meet in that moment. You didn't plan that. Your higher self did, but you didn't. And that is the divine timing of it that will assist you in looking at these possibilities. Now, there are some marker points as you move through these energies that come in and you think, oh my gosh, that must be it. And it's kind of it's not perfect, but you're like, that has to be it. It's like all the pieces fit. You think this, so say you're looking at stepping into a new role in employment. You meet the right person that has the right connections to the right place. You know, it all feels and seems right, and you think, gosh, this must be it. But it's as it's showing itself, as it unfolds, it's there's something not quite right about it. These are the precursor forms that I think really help us define the choices we actually want to make, the roles we actually want to step in, the relationships we actually want to connect to. And that is kind of the, I don't really have a term for it, but it's like it's the one before the one. Let's just say that. It's the one before the one. So that information coming in is you're creating that. You're creating all of that information, but there's something about that scenario that isn't quite right. So it's asking you to define, is that really something you want? Is that really something you need? Is that really the connection that you want to make? Is that really the role that you want to play? So as you move through that, you get to feel if that's right or not, if that fits. And again, it's like the universe playing with you, testing your intuition, helping you to strengthen the understanding that you have choices in every moment. And if that doesn't feel right, you know, you might get an instant hit where you're just like, nope, not it. Or you might think, well, maybe. And this does seem right. This does feel right. But there's something about it that's just not quite right. Trust that. Step away from it. Know it's good. And then wait for the next one to come. But know it will come. And there are things that play out through that process that can also, you know, it's not just one color of paint on the palette. This is, you know, a mosaic of color that you are expressing in your everyday experience. And so it's not just taking the job. Well, you have other factors in your life other than just the job. You have, you know, what that income represents, you know, where you live, how you live, what you eat, who you're related to, you know, the relationships you keep. And all of those factors come into play. So you can feel the lack of, as you're working through these aspects, you can see that you might feel like you are losing everything, things being pulled away from you. But really what you're doing is you're releasing the things that no longer serve. And it can be scary because you have things set up a certain way in your world. And as those are pulled away, it's just asking you to take a deeper look. Is that something you really need? And sometimes you go kicking and screaming because you're like, wow, you're really trying to fight to keep it. But what's happening is you're really stepping more into what it is that you really need, who it is that you really are. And it's interesting, kind of going back into my own personal experiences. I reached out to somebody back in, I think it was 2017. And this is before, actually, it was like the winter of 2016. And so, you know, I had done this deep process. I had been working with people for several years, you know, animals, the works. And I had stepped out of it for a while and was ready to step into it. And I kind of felt like I was being guided a particular direction. And I thought it was okay. You know, I had done this work. I had my dark night of soul, yada, yada. And so when I reached out to this person, the one thing they kept saying to me was, you need to really open your heart. And I thought my heart was open. I thought it was. And I thought, you know, what am I missing here? What am I missing? And she just kept saying, you need to have an open heart. What you need will come. You just need to have an open heart. And I said, but I can't see where it is I need to go. She just kept going back to this. She goes, this is what I'm getting. So I had to trust her in her beautiful line of work that she was showing me what I needed to see. And I was very frustrated. I was actually incredibly irritated. And I was like, you know, it was like, you're giving me the rainbows and unicorn thing. I'm a little bit more practical than that. You know, you tell me to open my heart. Yeah, my heart's open, but I can't see where I need to go. And it was a process. And then one day it clicked. And it was actually shortly after that I had been led down the path of learning my light language, learning that soul speak. And it's something I never thought I would ever do, even publicly, let alone personally, privately. But it has transformed my life. And light language is now just, it's like my second language. it is so fluent in my world. I have a horse actually that has an injury, and I was out working on it this morning, and I'm out there just, you know, blah, 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 my light language going to town and just working on him. And I could just see how he was responding to that vibration, to that frequency. And it was a beautiful opening. And I used other things, you know, I used DMSO, I used some other stuff with his wound. But it's part of a package. And my heart was so open. And I was thinking about that. You know, I was just standing there. I was like, wow, here I am in this world where I am just, you know, pouring my soul speak out. And I really didn't care if anybody was watching. My husband was actually on the phone. He had speakerphone on. He was talking to a friend. And I just didn't even care. I was just talking. And to allow that authentic state of being, my heart was open. And so going back to this woman telling me that my heart needed to be open, I really didn't understand it had to be open until I opened it and fully opened it. And it was the day that I actually spoke my first words, my first light language, and my heart just shot open. I'd never felt it so open. And so that was like the second, it was like a second wind where I thought, okay, yeah, this is great. I'm learning. And so each step you take is the clarifying step to the next one. And remember, every step, you're off balance until your foot comes down on the next one. So you're trusting that step is actually going to happen. And as you take each step, you can build that momentum where if you choose to run, you can. If you choose to stop, you can. But you're trusting that in every moment, you're balanced, even if it's an unbalanced moment leading to that balance. So these are big energies at play. They are heavier than usual, and they are a part of something that is a deeper aspect of where we're going, and we're so meant to, and we're so ready, and you are so needed. And it is going to be an incredible experience for each of us as we step into these energies. And remember, this is like, you know, the next 6 months kind of journey. There's a lot playing out, and I feel like a lot coming to light. And remember, as we're lightening up, we're adding light. So shadow aspects come to the surface. So if there's a deep feeling you've been feeling, that is going to shine a light on it. Allow it to shine a light on it. Ask it to shine a light on it. You know, take action. Feel like, okay, yeah, shine that light. Let's pull that stuff up and out. And move through it, and allow yourself to move through it with more ease and grace. And you do that, and you will gain momentum and build the signs and synchronicities that you need to in your world, and you will be amazed at how we can connect on such a much greater aspect. So that's where we're headed. I mean, I've seen it actually many times, specifically in my hypnosis session. And if anybody would like to check that out, that is actually on YouTube. If you type in Alva Wyman, number 330, that was the 330th session. You can check out that. It's taken out the personal bits, but it leaves a lot of very interesting information as well as light language activations, et cetera, and healing codes through it. But that particular session really helped me to see that we're only going in one direction. This is not us falling apart. This is actually us coming together. So please keep those energies in mind as you make your momentary choices, moment to moment, living your day. And I'm going to bring through a light language transmission to assist with this. And then I'm going to get to some fun stuff and let you guys play along. So go ahead and sit back, enjoy the light language. If you're driving, you should be okay with this. I've metered it to make that possible. So if you are in action, know that it's okay to listen to this in this moment. But you can also go back and listen to it when you have some quiet time as well, and you might actually find some new information come in for yourself. So enjoy the light language. Ye in a qua in a corhusata, a wai mane eu sa tiqua una teawa. Ya no co saratekine a masai no co saquai. Ye tak naito, I was me in a masatra ye shatua ineti e satai eata. Why wai in a puma say old sha? Dohona ke masera. Dohona ke masero. Dahinatiro cheke wat si ito kuwae natka emasa. Yetuka was to usati inoko a makunate e sakwa inokora chetakwea. Yetukura amianatara yesaka wane esa. Ye inaka wakunatere him makinoko u shatikinate ea. Ye inaka wakni usatu u shatikwa ina emasu. Yek wa inokoro sotoro u shatakaini e samatoro u shatakwa inokoro u shatakwa ina. E ima kuaya na ki aha wakne era takana isa. E hina ku oma ina kara esha. E mauna kwa ina kara hia satara ia sokosha. Wa ina ka ea. Ye ye mokuna to usati ina ki isa rwa huna ta e si isha shatak na itora ia. Ye ua maknu usatara ia sakara ina hea hihina ka wahu. What I was seeing through the light language was an opening, opening the chakras, really aligning the chakras, the energy system of the body, building that energy space so that you have the support and that momentum to drive through that cocoon, to really push through so that you can come into the next stage. And the next stage is an incredible process that I am so excited to see for each of you. It's beautiful. So I hope you enjoyed that. If you have any commentary to it, to what you were feeling, to what you noticed through it, feel free to reach out. I'm noticing that the switchboard wasn't working quite right today, so I'm sorry if you couldn't get your calls and questions in. But again, you can reach out to me privately, which I'll tell you about how to do shortly. But first, I want to get to the fun stuff. So one of the things when I really sat down and was working through the information for the show, the topic, etc., I was very much guided and actually very pushed because I thought, oh, that's silly, but they were really showing me how it is incredibly supportive of the growth process for each of us. So what I was shown is that I am supposed to do a fun intuitive exercise with you that will not only open up and support your intuition, your intuitive promptings. And believe it or not, part of the light language actually supported that, but I couldn't say it at the time that I was intending that. But there are activations taking place in different points of you, whether it's in your psyche, your intuition. It all involves intuition, but your physical being. There are parts of yourself aligning, coming into alignment, that are more supportive of new sight, new sound, new experiences. That are more intuitive in nature. And I was so excited to see this because, and I've said this on past shows, that my way of seeing, my way of working is nothing like it was back when I first started out, and I'd started working publicly in 2003. So the way that I see and work now is so different. I can't even explain it. But every stage is better. It's a little more difficult because you kind of have to get used to the understanding. It's like having an upgraded phone. You know, you go get this phone and it's got all these new fun bells and whistles and you just don't know how to work it yet, but you know it's this great phone. So it's the same kind of idea where you're stepping more into your natural nature. And so this intuitive game that I was shown to play is I've got a couple of questions. And the first question is, where do you feel your intuition comes from? Do you feel you are more in tune with just an inner knowing? Do you tend to have smells or tastes that go with your intuitive prompting? Do you feel it in your body? And it can be empathic in nature, yes, so you can feel that, but this is a little bit different. When you step deeper into the nature of intuition, it's not about being an empath. That is part of your superpower, of course, but intuition is, it's a different tool, if you will. So notice what you feel for you. Do you run it through your body? Do you see it? Do you close your eyes and you immediately see something? Are you good at remote viewing? Are you, what is your intuition to you? And so it could be all of the above. And if it is, awesome. Great job. And if it's not, it's perfectly okay. That's great too, because you came in with this, your design specifically, and it doesn't mean you won't have other abilities open up. It just means that that is kind of your strength in the moment. Everybody has all the strengths. They're just more in tune with certain ones over others. Okay, so we can all kind of develop all of these natural intuitions, but you may have one that you specifically work with most. So with that said, my second question is, do you want to play the game? And if your first gut feeling was yes, then here you go. So I am wearing a particular outfit. And this particular outfit is not something I would typically wear. But again, for the purposes of this show and this fun game, I've chosen to wear it. And it's something actually I like very much. I think I might keep going with it. But there are certain elements about it that are very specific. And so that being said, trust what comes for you. Trust what comes to your mind. If you see a color, a picture, a symbol, if you have an instant knowing, if you have an instant awareness, you may be tuning into the room I'm speaking in. You might tune into other elements of the ensemble that I'm wearing, maybe even how my hair is being worn. Whatever that is for you, I'm specifically looking for what it is that I'm wearing. And then my other question with that is, there is also a specific crystal or stone. It can be kind of clarified either. But it is a crystal or a stone that I have... I am using currently, actually, with my work with some other stuff, but it's one of the ones that I actually have a very prominent base with. And then the other one is my favorite stone, and I am actually looking at them. I have written them down, and I have really put the intention out there. So trust what it is that you're getting. Now, for the other fun part of that, because the switchboards are glitchy, you're not going to be able to let me know right now, and that's perfectly fine. Everything happens for a reason, and I really feel like this is part of that aspect, because I'm not going to announce it, and I was told I wasn't going to be able to announce it until the next show. So how you want to be able to tell me what it is that you see or that you feel or you know, you're going to want to go to my website at brendadavismatt.com. And If you are already there and signed up, that is fine. But what you're going to want to do is go to, you're going to want to become a site member. And that way you can connect and communicate with me via my website and information. And when you do that, then you can let me know what it is that you think I'm wearing, and what it is that the two crystals or stones, as they are, that I have. And so what I'm going to do with that is the one that gets either all three right or the most direct information, I'm going to do and again, I really didn't have time to plan this. This is part of what they were showing me that I needed to do. So I'm going to do a one-hour session with you and really not only strengthen those, but there may be also some other information that you are ready to hear that will be very necessary for your next stages. So that was actually something that was shown to me. So there is a one-hour session, and then the runner-up will be a half-hour session. And I may have to do two because I did two crystals. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, I love hearing how people utilize their intuition, where they got that information from. And again, you can connect with me to let me know how that goes on my Members Gateway, on my website at brendadavismatz.com. So connect with me there. I look forward to each and every comment. And remember, trust it. There is no bad comment. There may be some other element, and I will let you know when you connect with me and let me know what you're seeing. I will be able to either expand on it or try to see what it is that you were coming from and maybe even give you some information or direction that may help you. So if it's something you're wanting to strengthen, get a little bit better at, this is just a great way to play. And if you get a session on top of it, it's even better. It's only helpful, right? So have fun with it. I'm so excited to see what you have to say. And it goes back to, you know, even though these energies are incredibly heavy right now, moving us into this next stage, think about how beautiful it will be once we get past it. When we get through it, it is going to be better than you ever thought. And I'll share with you one of the mantras that I used to use when I was eventing, and for those of you that might be horse people that understand what I'm saying, I used to ride in horse trials and participate and compete in what they call eventing. And it was three disciplines. You had your formal riding in a ring, which was dressage. You had your stadium jumping, which was a series of jumps in a ring. And then you had your cross country, which was a series of jumps over natural terrain. And some of that natural terrain can be, depending on the partner that you have under you, could be a little daunting. So my best friend horse, she was my heart horse, Addie. Her show name was Edelweiss. She was a beautiful white mare. She was a Percheron Thoroughbred cross and absolutely phenomenal with everything natural. If it was unnatural, it was like it was a whole new ballgame riding her. So we had a mantra that we used together, and it was over or through. You know, you don't get around it. You can't sneak by it. It has to be something that you take to make it to the next one, to make it to the next one. So I would come up to a scary spot, and I would say, over or through, girl. And it was amazing. Just the intention of that mantra allowed me to move through the next one. Even through all the fear, you know, I just knew. I was like, oh, my gosh, we're going to die. And she just always pulled through. It's like she just became this amazing Pegasus. So, and off we went. And we supported each other through it. So remember the supportive process of over or through. You've got this. And this is what we're meant to do. So go ahead and take this hard jump and know that you're going to land in a space that is meant for you, is designed specifically for you. And it will be right on time. And the chaos of transformation is really a beautiful thing. And it is leading us to a new template that we've never experienced before. So own it, work with it, know you've got it. And if you need to reach out for support, I am so happy to be there and work with you. You can get in touch with me at brendadavismatz.com. And for those of you beautiful NFCS listeners out there, if you'd like to just do a half-hour session, you can use coupon code NFTS at checkout, and that will bring that half-hour session down to $75 from its $125 rate. And this is super savings. And then if you just have a quick question, you can feel free to just type in coupon code question at checkout and get $5 off that $25 rate. So it brings it down to $20, which, you know, when you're working with a specific question, it is, you know, it's kind of nice where you can just ask it and go on with it. So, and then my answers are usually pretty elaborate based on how the question is posed to me. So keep that in mind when you do send your questions in, that